Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here at republicbroadcasting.org, coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is where the weekly newspaper American Free Press is published. Now, the American Free Press website, I always urge you to go there. It's americanfreepress.net. And I would also urge you to check out American Free Press's co-publication, sister publication, brother publication, whatever you want to call it, the Barnes Review. And you can check out the Barnes Review's website at barnesreview.org or barnesreview.com, folks. Anyway, check them both out and subscribe to both of them. What you see on the website is not the entirety of either the newspaper or the magazine. I always emphasize that. Anyway, folks, there's quite a few items I want to discuss here with you this evening. I have in front of me, I'm not broadcasting from the American Free Press office, I'm broadcasting from my home, sitting here very comfortably with the Hound of the Baskervilles at my feet. Not much, actually about 2 feet from my one ancient volume of the Talmud that I usually used to prop up my foot. I didn't do that this evening, folks, because I got so busy shuffling papers. I read a lot, for better or for worse. And I can find value in just about anything without much of a struggle. So consequently, I read several magazines and newspapers over lunch this afternoon, and I have a few things to comment on, some of which may shock you, some of which may entertain you, some of which may educate you. I don't know. We'll find out, and you'll find out soon enough. I must say that I did actually see this movie, The Hunger Games. Saw it some point over the past several days. I don't even remember when it was. It was probably during the week, right after it premiered. Now, there is a reason why I comment on this. Number one, I was intending to comment on it. Number two, I was hearing the last few minutes of Jack McLam's broadcast, and I guess Jack had mentioned that he had seen it. Now, what's it all about, ladies and gentlemen? Jack had a rather favorable comment about the film, saying that there is hope. And, you know, I'm not going to get into any try to politically analyze the content of the film. If you have seen the movie and would like to comment on it, I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. But my comments on the film are a little bit more nuanced. And at any rate, we are going to be going to the break. And if you have seen that movie and would like to comment on it, because I think there is some sort of political message there, it's something that can be found, and apparently it is the national phenomenon at the moment. Why, I'm not sure, but we'll talk about that when we come back. I'd like to hear what you have to say. At any rate, we are going to the break right now, ladies and gentlemen.
If you you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Yeah, we send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines. Hope that you will come right in on time.
Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper, owe you a bit of an explanation here. Just before we went to the break, I was saying to you that I had heard Jack talking about having gone to see the film The Hunger Game. Actually, what was happening, folks, was I had RBN on listening. It was Ralph Winterow, but it's hard to explain. But anyway, on my computer, it indicated that that was Jack McLam's show. But obviously, it wasn't Jack's show. It was Ralph Winterow. I know their voices, but when you see a name right in front of you, it tells you that, okay, it's Jack McLam. You think, well, it's Jack McLam. And I guess that is in itself a commentary on things, because even though your ears and your heart and your guts and all sorts of other parts of your body tell you something contrary, right there when you see Jack McLam's name shining up there on the computer screen, that puts it into your mind that it's Jack McLam. But folks, it weren't Jack McLam. But in any case, coming back to the point about the film, The Hunger Games. Now, folks, I think this is, what I'm about to say is very, very relevant. Now, as I say, I go to the movies. I used to go to the movies for years and years. I went to a lot of movies. Then for many, many years, I didn't go to the movies at all, and I finally catch the films. on DVD, or I should say in those days on VHF. Then they set up a movie theater about a 10-minute walk from my home, and I used to periodically see those movies quite a bit. Now that I have time, and during the week, if I have a few minutes, or I should say a few hours in the middle of the week, I will sometimes stop downtown and catch a matinee when I know it won't be too crowded at one of the movie theaters here in Washington, and I tend to like a variety of films. All sorts of films. In any case, I had seen the previews to this movie, The Hunger Games, some weeks ago. Had totally forgotten about the film. Totally forgotten about it. Hadn't read anything about it because I don't generally get bogged down in a lot of entertainment news other than in a peripheral way, even though I have a long-standing interest in Hollywood and filmmaking. But in any case, I had totally forgotten about this film, The Hunger Games. It wasn't like one of these films I had marked down and said, oh, I want to see that movie. Just like I do want to see the new Dark Shadows movie, which is coming out, because, as a lot of you know, I adopted the name Collins as a kid because I liked that show, Dark Shadows. I won't even go into that. Christopher Kinky Balloon has started up a conspiracy theory about why my name is Collins when I was really baptized Michael Bernard Piper. But in any case, point is, folks, that I'd forgotten about this film, The Hunger Games. And then when I was looking on the internet to see what movies were playing that afternoon, I said, oh, yeah, I saw that movie. It looks like the previews for that. It looks kind of interesting. So I went down to the movies about 3 o'clock, watched the movie, enjoyed it. Very good movie, very entertaining. There is a lot of political stuff that you could probably read into the film, and I'm sure more than a few people who have seen the movie have some sort of interpretation of it. Some people will have a relatively benign interpretation, as Ralph apparently did, as opposed to Jack. Ralph said it's a message of hope. Well, you know what? I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to see all sorts of subliminal messages hidden in the film. And I'm not saying they aren't there, but I'm sure there's going to be people who say they are there. But it is worth seeing, number one, because it's a very well done film. It's very entertaining, very well acted, quite over the top in some respects, but very entertaining film. But here's what bothers me about it. I saw the movie, and then, that evening, I happened to get on the internet, and I'm reading about the Hunger Games phenomenon. And then as the days go by, here's Saturday and Sunday, I think it was Friday I went to see the movie. Saturday and Sunday, I happened to be in a number of bookstores and places where magazines are sold. And everywhere, People Magazine has a collector's special all about the Hunger Games. One of the other, and I have that right here in my hand, okay? And I believe Us Magazine also issued one. And it's just like the Hunger Games are everywhere. And I look in People Magazine, folks. In People Magazine, in the back of the magazine, is 3 or 4 pages of fashions. Fashions, for women exclusively, but I mean, fashions for women that are based upon some of the women who appear in the Hunger Games. And this is already, these fashions are all ready to go. Now, what I'd like to know, okay, now there's a bigger point to this. Now, just about a week or so ago, ladies and gentlemen, before I saw The Hunger Games, I went to see another movie because I had some time to do it. I happened to be downtown. I had to be downtown on business. The theater was nearby, so okay. I went to see a movie called John Carter, which is a very entertaining action film, action science fiction film. Not too over the top. I don't get off on a lot of the science fiction stuff, but this is kind of a kind of a mix. Anyway, point is, this movie, John Carter, was very entertaining. But apparently that movie has bombed. That movie's been out 2 weeks, and it's bombed, according to what I read on the internet. And yet, The Hunger Games, which is apparently based on some popular book or series of books, is now this phenomenon, according to the internet, according to the magazines that I'm seeing. What I'm asking you folks is, this is the point of all this rambling and talking about some films you may not even be aware of. But maybe you should be aware of them because they are part of the popular culture. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, who is it who decides what film is a phenomenon? And no, don't just tell me it's the audience, because I guarantee you these fashion designers that came up with these costumes based upon what this girl was wearing in the film did not know, they could not know, whether or not the film The Hunger Games was going to become a genuine phenomenon. So what I'm saying to you here, folks, is it sounds pretty programmed to me. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. But it strikes me as though maybe there's nothing innocent about this phenomenon, and for some reason the people who are profiting and making money in Hollywood from this film want this film to be before us. They want to make some money, of course, but, you know, I'll tell you what, knowing the nature of the people who control Hollywood, and unlike Alex Jones's claim that the Arabs control Hollywood, I'm here to tell you, the Arabs don't control Hollywood, folks. Can you believe he actually said that? I mean, can you believe he actually said that? Well, folks, somebody somewhere with a lot of power has coordinated the publicity surrounding the Hunger Games and has made it a phenomenon. They've decided it's a phenomenon, and they're going to make money off of it. I don't know. Some of you may consider that whole discussion a waste of time, a waste of your mental energy. I don't think it is, because, you know, as you do know, Hollywood and the media, and I make the distinction there, when I refer to Hollywood, I'm talking about these films, these fiction films, as opposed to what we get in our so-called news media, print and broadcast, both. They do play so much in shaping our popular perceptions. Speaking of perceptions, folks, you know, every once in a while you see something that really just touches your heart. Well, I did pick up the latest edition of National Geographic. It has a story in there about the sinking of the Titanic. And as I always like to remind people, I was interested in the sinking of the Titanic back when I was 10 years old, back in about 1970. I have letters, so excited to get them in the mail. I wrote an author, and he wrote me back. I wrote Walter Lord, the author of A Night to Remember, and he wrote me back. I was fascinated by the Titanic, well ahead of my time. Let me pat myself on the back there. They sure as hell made a lot of money in Hollywood out of the Titanic. But in any case, I picked up National Geographic today, and there in National Geographic, the April 2012 edition, an article about some birds, and I guess they're swans. As I only stage the picture, it doesn't say whether they're swans or ducks or geese, or I think they're swans, though. They've got long legs and long necks and long bills, and they're pink, so they must be swans. Maybe they're flamingos. I don't think they're pelicans. Whatever they are, there's a picture of a mother swan feeding a little baby swan. And I just thought that was kind of sweet, folks, because, you know, there is some innocence in our world. As dirty and corrupt and as filthy as our world is, there is some innocence, and there is this picture of this little baby swan. And I'm going to put this picture in my scrapbook of animal pictures. Yes, I collect cute animal pictures, folks. For those days when I'm old and decrepit and I can sit and look at the pictures of them and say, look at these dear little dogs and cats and lions and tigers and bears and bunnies and lambs and all that kind of stuff. We're going to
the
break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Yeah, we send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the Israelis want to send glad tidings from Tel Aviv to the people in Tehran. What a wonderful people they are. They're really, you know, they're God's chosen people, peaceful people surrounded by enemies. Terrible shame. Damn shame. Well, folks, you know, talking about cute animals, baby animals, adorable dogs and cats, I saw a picture in one of the big daily newspapers last week of a cute little dog. Little lap dog type thing with his owner. And his owner was a teenage kid who was pictured with friends and family inside what looked like a tube, a big metal tube, as I recall. I don't have the picture handy, but anyway, it was a picture taken inside a bomb shelter, presumably in Tel Aviv or somewhere in Israel. And here was this kid with his cute little dog, and of course the dog is looking terribly cute and terribly terrified. And of course, folks, that was a propaganda picture right out of Israel, folks. The Israelis, this warlike people, they have been bellyaching for the United States to attack Iran for years, even going back, really, when it comes right down to it. I'm only slightly exaggerating here. They've been calling for action against Iran for even before the time of the Iraq War, which began in 2003. And now, of course, this bellicose little country, which is supposed to be the apple of God's eye, or so I have been told by a number of people who call themselves Jews and by a number of people who call themselves Christians, this apple of God's eye has been trying to, they want to make a rotten apple out of Iran. They want to turn that thriving republic, you may not agree with everything that goes on there, but it is a thriving republic, they want to turn it into a nuclear dump, a waste dump. They want to destroy that country. And so, what do? What do these dear, dear Israelis do? They put out a picture of their own people hiding in bomb shelters in practice for possible Iranian retaliation. And, of course, you know, to catch everybody's eye, they put a cute dog in the picture. That's propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very clever propaganda of the best sort. You got to give the devil his due. Ye are of your father, the devil, I do believe somebody relatively well-known once said to the Pharisees of his day. Well, I think there must be something about inheritance, because the Pharisees of our modern day are obviously of their father, the devil, as well. Well, if the Iranians do retaliate, I hope the dog survives. Folks, I don't believe in war, you know, and it's so funny. I called up my friend, the credulous lad, the other day. You know him. He's a Greek-American, very, very bright fellow, a journalist. He had a father who was a very prominent lawyer, I might add, who was also an admirer of Adolf Hitler. Once when the credulous lad told his father that Michael Collins Piper had a life-size bronze bust of Adolf Hitler, was supposed to shock his father, I guess. The credulous lad's father responded by saying, well, a lot of people do. But at any rate, the credulous lad, you know, he likes to support Israel because he knows it's politically correct. And I called him up and I said, hey, now look, credulous lad. I said, now, you know, if the Israelis choose to go ahead for this hellish, needless war against Iran and kill people, which is indeed what they will do, I said, I can only pray that, and I couldn't go any further. He said, stop, don't say anything more. I know what you're going to say. And I said, well, what am I going to say? And he said, well, I don't like violence. And I said, well, if you don't like violence, I said, then why will you not condemn Israel? Why will you not condemn this bellicose, warmongering country that's already gotten the United States into your classic quagmires in Afghanistan and Iraq? Hell, they got us involved in World War I and World War II when it comes right down to it, folks. And I'd be willing to bet you, and I'm just speculating here, I'd be willing to bet you that you could find a malign influence vis-a-vis both Vietnam and Korea if you started looking into Vietnam and Korea, and you would find that quite directly there was some definable Jewish influence at work there. I'm sorry to say that. If you read that as anti-Semitism, well, that is anti-Semitism. Let's not get into the debate about what Semitism is or isn't, folks. In any case, the credulous lad, he knows Israel is wrong. He knows it's a warlike country, and he himself opposes war and violence. But he can't bring himself to condemn Israel. And that is the problem we've got here today, folks. We have got to condemn Israel. We've got to let the world know what a violent nation this little country really is. If the Israelis hit Iran, by God, I pray the Iranians hit back and hit hard. Maybe it'll teach them a lesson.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to open up some people's eyes. You know, this potential war against Iran by Israel, it's foolish and needless. But what's so disturbing about it to me, particularly from an American perspective, is that I don't think my country, America, and I am a proud American, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think the United States should have to get involved in another foolish war on behalf of Israel. And you know that we're going to get involved if Israel starts a war. If they cannot force the United States to commit itself to acting alone, Israel is going to start a war and expect the United States to finish it or to provide some materiel or material assistance to make their war possible. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you something. I know this is going to shock a lot of the listeners, but I'm here to tell you, to hell with the Jews. Yes, you heard me say that. Let me repeat that again. To hell with the Jews. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, it's not all the Jews, and not even all the people in Israel. Well, folks, they do call Israel the Jewish state, so I'm sorry, it's an easy shorthand way to describe what the problem is. The Jews want to fight the Iranians. And certainly not all the Jews do. That is indeed the irony of the whole situation. But folks, the bottom line from my perspective, just as an American, without getting into the humanitarian concerns involving a possible Israeli and or American attack on Iran, it comes down to the fact that we have no business engaging in such a war. Now, this wouldn't be the first Jewish war against the Persian people. As you know, according to the Book of Esther, which most serious theologians, Jewish and non-Jewish alike, say is really a bunch of balderdash, for a polite term to describe that filthy, vile book, apocryphal. You know, they killed 75,000 Persians, according to that book. Now they want to kill more. The bloodlust of the Jewish people, as a group, as exemplified and illustrated in their Book of Esther, is just beyond comprehension. And the celebrations of Purim, if you're not familiar with that, you know, there's this very interesting book called Reckless Rites. And it's by a Jewish professor, and it's published, I think, by the University of Princeton Press. You've heard of Princeton, not a Nazi publishing house. It describes this hellish anti-Christian, anti-Gentile celebration known as Purim. You know, we're always hearing about them Muslims and how they're saying terrible things about Christianity. Well, you know, in my experience, that's not the case. The only people that I know who have a lot of terrible things to say about Christianity in general are the Jews. And, of course, they promote it through their controlled media in America to the point that, yeah, sometimes you just want to get up and slap Christians if you accept the idea that the Christians are the people that the Jewish media tells you they are. But here we go, folks. Onward, Christian soldiers marching off to war. Or they want us to. You know, folks, and suppose the Iranians retaliate here on American soil. Now, according to the Jews and their minions in the mass media, and I'm sorry to say in some elements of quote-unquote patriotic media as well, according to the Jewish propaganda, there's all sorts of Muslims hiding out here getting ready to jump out from under the beds and out of the mosques and say, boo! Kind of like the John Birch Society, which still thinks that the KGB is getting ready to say boo at any given moment. I really get confused they can't decide whether it's the KGB or the Muslims. But at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, at any rate, we're told that there's all these evil Muslim terrorists. That's how they always say it, Muslim terrorists. Let's say that again, just for the record, Muslim terrorists, them Muslims, they're all ready to get us. Okay, well, if they're really out there, ladies and gentlemen, look, here's the bottom line. If the United States declares war against any nation, that nation has the right to retaliate. You do understand that, don't you? I mean, if your neighbor comes over and whacks you on the head, you do, or you should, think that you should have a reason to retaliate. I mean, it's kind of human nature, folks. Now, I am not saying that I want to see Iranian retaliation against the United States, because I do not, any more than I want to see the United States attack Iran, or whether I want to see the gangster nation, the illegitimate gangster nation of Israel, attack Iran. But if the Iranians retaliate here, and this is the point I have posed to people, okay, if the Iranians are going to retaliate here in the United States, who should they retaliate against? Should they blow up and not necessarily Iranians per se, but Iranian sympathizers, should they attack a football game in Texas or Oklahoma or Nebraska or Pennsylvania? Or should they attack the people who have been agitating for war? I mean, you know, I hate to pose these questions, ladies and gentlemen, but these are issues of life and death here. These are issues of life and death. I mean, I live in Washington, D.C., which is one place, and I'm too poor and too old to move, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could live somewhere safe and comfortable, but hey, this is just where it is. This is where my work has always been. I mean, you know, if them Muslims who are alleged to have attacked the United States on September 11th, and I don't necessarily believe they were Muslims who did it, you know, if they had been planning to hit the U.S. Capitol, they might have missed and hit my apartment. I only live 3 or 4 blocks from the U.S. Capitol, ladies and gentlemen. They might have missed. So I guess what I'm saying here, folks, is, you know, I just wish to hell that innocent people didn't need to die in war. In the old days, armies fought armies. But now innocent civilians die. Winston Churchill really, really set that policy, I guess, in motion in World War II when he began the bombings of innocent German civilians, forcing Adolf Hitler to retaliate. Winston Churchill, a voice for the New World Order, was determined to destroy the German people under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, an enemy of the New World Order. Notice I said that. Hitler was an enemy of the New World Order. Churchill was a voice for the New World Order. And, you know, that really, really in many respects set the stage for very real terrorism, because that's exactly what Winston Churchill was conducting. So I guess I'm saying here, folks, it just seems to me that innocent Americans shouldn't suffer. And if there's anybody out there, just remember that. Comes back to the point I make repeatedly. You know, every time we have a war, or the past few years, we've had the possibility of war, and people show up and protest in front of the White House, or they protest in front of Congress, or, you know, they march around, no wars for oil, no wars for the military-industrial complex. You know, folks, they should be protesting outside some of the big synagogues here in Washington, D.C., where some of the known warmongers gather with like-minded people to absorb the teachings of the Talmud, the teachings that describe non-Jews as, well, less than human, folks. I remember the Washington Post, or maybe it was Washingtonian Magazine, published a feature article about who some of the big names were at some of the big synagogues here in Washington, D.C., and I remember looking at these lists. I mean, some of the big name warmongers, some of the people who've been responsible for massive death and destruction throughout Iraq and Afghanistan, some of the very people who are plotting the destruction of the Iranian people and consequently the potential loss of American lives, both abroad and possibly even here at home, these big warmongers. Here their names were, and here's the locations of these synagogues. This is where people need to protest. People need to surround these synagogues and shriek and shout and wave signs. Don't waste your time at the White House, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what? People are still going to do it, and they're going to say no war for oil, and they're saying that the corporations are behind it. Well, yeah, corporations do benefit, folks, but there's an ideological force at work in these wars today, and this ideological force is Zionism. For those of you who like the thought, there are many people who would say that Zionism and communism are in many respects one and the same. And it is indeed difficult to separate the concept of Zionism from Judaism, because in fact Zionism is very much a deeply rooted part of the Jewish agenda. I wish it weren't. Thank God there are so many Jews who have stood up against Zionism. But those numbers are few and far between, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, the time has come on American soil where we have to start naming the warmongers to the extent that we can do it. A lot of you have more capacity to do it than you realize, particularly you retired folks out there, particularly you military folks who have a certain moral authority to speak, because in this society today we are told that there's only thing, one thing better than sliced bread, and that's our troops. Now, of course, we honor all our troops except for those who were aboard the USS Liberty, for reasons which you know about, which I don't need to explain, but we're told that our troops are the best thing in the world. When retired soldiers and sailors go down the street wearing their caps from the ships they served on, or wearing indicators that they've served in the military, I have seen people stop and salute them, go up to them and congratulate them and say thank you for serving. Well, you folks who have served, you have that moral authority. You folks, if you can. If you can, if you're retired, it's not likely they're going to cut your pension off if you make political statements, at least not yet. They're not going to cut your Social Security off. Go out there and say no more wars for the Jews. To hell with Israel. Let's look out for America first. You folks, you can do that. A lot of you people who are still working, a little bit more difficult for you, and I understand that. I understand that, but we need more and more people to speak out as best they can. I have nothing to lose by doing it, folks. I have nothing to lose because I have been fortunate to have had a job all this time, just barely. There's been more than a few occasions where people have tried to get me out of American Free Press for a variety of reasons, personal and political. I've managed to hang on by my fingernails. But I have been fortunate to have a biweekly paycheck to speak and write the truth. Very few people have had that honor, have had that opportunity, have had that pleasure. But there's a lot of you people out there who have influence in some respect, who have money, who have contacts. You need to start using that influence and that money and those contacts to reshape the course of public affairs in this country. Maybe a bunch of you rich folks need to put some money into a super PAC and target one of these dirty, low-down, hardline, pro-Israel politicians. Don't even target a Jewish politician, folks. Target a Christian, so-called Christian, who is a supporter of Israel. Spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to target this politician and say, this guy is in the pocket of the organized pro-Israel Jewish community. He's fighting against the interests of the United States. We need to kick this guy or this girl out of office. Target Michelle Bachmann. She's still in Congress. Oh, I hear people saying, oh, but she's such a good conservative on other issues. Michelle Bachmann is a traitor, ladies and gentlemen. She's pro-Israel. She's a fanatic supporter of Israel. She's promoting policies that can bring destruction to our country. Target Michelle Bachmann. Spend money through a super PAC to kick this woman's fat butt out of Congress. Get her crazy Zionist voice eliminated from the halls of Congress. Folks, there's all sorts of things people can do. All I can do is just sit here on my fat butt here in my little apartment in Washington and talk to you over the airwaves, write stories for American Free Press, write books, do whatever I can, what limited things that I can, because you know what? I don't believe in war. I don't like violence. But I tell you what, if these people are going to do violence against us, which is what they are doing by getting our nation involved in war and subjecting us to not only violence on the battlefield, but possible retaliation here at home. Well, then, you know what? We need a preemptive war against them. Have you ever thought of it that way? Maybe we need a preemptive war against them. Well, let's launch the war, folks. Let's tell it like it is. Let's talk about the fact that people in the United States are starving. Veterans aren't getting even veterans aren't even getting health care. Our troops aren't getting the right health care. And we're spending billions of dollars in senseless wars fought only because the powerful, organized Jewish community demands it. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say it once more for the record. To hell with the Jews.
Ask you not to read between the lines.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Yeah, we'll send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may.
We have some callers lined up, and we are going to go to the callers very shortly. So if you want to chime in here and tell me to go to hell, or if you want to call in here and praise me, or if you just want to call in here and chat about something you think needs to be chatted about, you are welcome to call. The number here is 800-313-9443. For those of you who do know or don't know, I keep a pretty open microphone here, and I don't necessarily jump on people if I agree with them or even disagree with them. I do believe in freedom of speech, although I'm here to tell you that the organized Jewish community does not. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was thinking about this here the other evening, you know. You know, we have so much rampant corruption in this country, and so much of it touches back to this military-industrial complex, which, in fact, if you look at it very carefully, is intricately linked to Jewish power and the Jewish agenda, particularly through the media and the Federal Reserve money monopoly. You know, it's really interesting. In Moment Magazine, which is it's a Jewish magazine, their March-April 2012 edition, they had a debate, or I should say they have published a letter to the editor about a debate it's an article that had been written previously. Anyway, a Marcia Schiffman of Portland, Oregon writes, this is about this whole Sharia law thing, and I know there's a lot of patriots out there who are worried about Sharia law. Well, you patriots who are worried about Sharia law, I'm here to tell you, number one, you don't need to worry about it. Number two, listen to what I say. Sharia law is not going to take place or take hold in the United States. Number three, it has hardly taken hold in any country around the world. And number four, if you're worried about it, you should better find better things to worry about, like, for example, inordinate Jewish power in America. But be that as it may, Marcia Schiffman writes, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Many educated and intelligent people accept the fact that Islam wants to establish Sharia in the United States and that Muslims, not all perhaps, but the powerful ones who are making things happen, want to become the dominant class, with non-Muslims becoming, according to Sharia law, second-class citizens. Then she goes to say, no Jews want to do this with halakha, that's Jewish law. Well, let me reword what she said and put reality in perspective for Marcia Schiffman, who is probably Jewish, if going by that name, but not necessarily, but probably. I'm going to paraphrase her. I'm going to reword her sentence to make it correct as to what it really is in the United States today. Many educated and intelligent people accept the fact that Judaism wants to establish Jewish control in the United States and around the world, and that Jews, not all perhaps, but the powerful ones who are making things happen, want to become the dominant class, with non-Jews becoming, according to Jewish tradition found in the Old Testament and in the Talmud, second-class citizens. That's the reality, folks. Isn't it funny here? Marcia Schiffman says that, yes, indeed, that Muslims do want to do it. Not all the Muslims, but the ones that really count. Well, folks, I guess that's what you can say about the problem we have here in the United States today with Jewish power. It's that simple, folks. Thanks to Marcia Schiffman for giving us a talking point. If anyone knows Marcia Schiffman of Portland, Oregon, please call her. Tell her I quoted her. Tell her to call in if she wants to argue. If not tonight, call in next Sunday night. Somebody needs to get in touch with Marcia Schiffman of Portland, Oregon. Now we're going to the phones when we come back from the break.